Blog Talk Radio.
When I pull up to the club, haters must be well. Look at me now, clean.
good dipped in black. Hundred shots up in the back, about to six and smack. Legal billion, smoking billion, superstar like Billy. Playing my cards, I never losing, and that's on the really. What's the dealer? I'm ballin' and I'm acting a fool. YG up in the place, so much ice, we cool. Here's the rule, all dicks on me. Beside a table three, come on and body rock with a G. Damn boy, the name certified as a game. I'ma say the same, cause ain't a damn thing change. Play it, play on.
I'm just a player. Players wanna be living that lavish life. Flashing diamond rings while I'm rolling up to glove. Being paid in ever new. The honey that settles with me and the whole damn sound crew. Play on.
Tryna get a van, tryna hustle up a night. I do it for them niggas that ain't make it out of spite. I gotta give them everything that they never got. I live for the hood, live for the black. I do it for my people cause they tryna make it out. I live for the hood, do it for the black. I gotta give them everything. everything that they never got. You know, tryna be the gold hustler like I'm broke. I just wanna get to the cash. I just wanna get a bag. Ain't trip on the shit in the past. Cause I know people looking at me, so I gotta grind and make it happen. I spit facts, don't do no capping. I'm interested, can't do no lacking. This for my partners that's in the cage. Keep your head up, I feel your pain. This for the ones we lost the pain. Y'all faces still on my brain. I do me, I ain't switching lanes. Keep it 100, you know how I'm coming. It's all about money, ain't calling, I'm running. It's up, then I'm jumping, ain't doing no front. This shit on my back, I'm the chosen one. Go and get it, they don't owe me none. Got a heart, but it's a broken one. So if you want loyalty, gotta show
me some. I live for niggas that ain't make it off the block. Tryna get a van, tryna hustle up a night. I do it for them niggas that ain't make it out the spot. I gotta give them everything that they never got. I live for the hood, live for the block. I do it for my people cause they tryna make it out. I live for the hood, do it for the block. I gotta give them everything that they never got.
When you look in my eyes, you gon' see the hood, you gon' see the rain, you gon' see the pain. That's the kind of shit that make you insane. I just hope you understood our trials and tribulations. I feel like I'm in a matrix. So many people were supposed to make it. That's why my drive is so amazing. Cause I'm not letting my niggas go back to the bullshit, nigga, that's lame. So I'm about to make a new way for all the people saying my name. When it's pouring down 5800, my raincoat ain't stopping. I'ma get it done, I'ma run it back like I'm in the same boat. If you ain't know, I'm just saying, no, that's my plan. I'ma stand on it like a man. And it's not a game, I'm not playing. I'm doing all that I can.
I live for them niggas that ain't make it off the block. Tryna get a van, tryna hustle up a night. I do it for them niggas that ain't make it out the spot. I gotta give them everything that they never got. I live for the hood, live for the block. I do it for my people cause they tryna make it out. I live for the hood, do it for the block. I gotta give them everything that they never got. You know it.
All right, y'all. 59:26. So what's going on, Shazam? What's going on, girl?
Trying to get to the house. Trying to get to the house.
Oh, my goodness. Pretty much. What you been up to?
Work. Work.
Well, that's the number.
Work. That's just.
Don't ask, would you ask about what I'm working.
all day, every day.
One day
you're going to ask me that and I'm going to be like, you know what? I ain't been doing nothing.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's coming. Did you do something special for Juneteenth? What did you do?
See, what did I do? I worked. Yep. That's exactly what I did. One of my daughter's birthdays was on the 18th.
Uh-huh.
And we didn't do, is that it? Now, my oldest daughter came by my house, and we hung out, and we were doing some stuff working on her business. And then that's pretty much it. They left, and this is that time that I can actually say I didn't do anything. I worked that first part, that Saturday, but, like, the remainder of the weekend, and then I had off that Monday. I can't remember what I did Monday, but whatever it was, it wasn't anything, like, strenuous, and it didn't involve using the car to drive and use gas and go buy gas and nothing like that. We haven't been moving around a whole lot, you know, and gas prices being up there, and it's like, is it really worth it?
Yeah, gas prices, man. It makes you think about a lot of stuff before you do it. You know, be like, oh my God.
Figure out what's important and what's not so important. What is it that I need to do, and what is it I just want to do?
Yeah, and what is it can I do by video? Can you video that in, you know? Golly. The gas is ridiculous. I'm serious. You be at the gas pump saying, oh, my God, it shouldn't be this hard. It shouldn't be this hard. the decision, you know, you used to sit at the dinner table or wherever you pay your bills at, you know. Now it's like you're sitting at the gas pump talking about, now I got that light bill, you know, and, you know, just at the gas pump making some serious decisions. You be saying, now, do I really, are we, you know, is she really my friend? Can I just do this over, you know, can I just call her? Then, you know, because you coming by, be like, I really would like to see, look, let's just video this. And this time people not even offended no more when you can't come see them. They ain't even offended. They like, hey.
So, I feel you. I feel you. I understand. I catch you at Walmart when you go to Walmart to get your groceries. I go to Walmart and get my groceries, and I see you at Walmart. We'll make it a date for tomorrow.
And you used to be able to say stuff like, I'll meet you halfway. Because you, nigga, I ain't meet you halfway. What my mama used to say? What you say, Zan? It's hurting me. But it's hurting you.
Boy, it hurts.
Oh, God.
Because even you know, when we were little and we heard the grown-ups say, you know, when I was little, we paid this, we did that, you know, X, Y, Z. And now it's like, dang, when I started driving, gas was 67 cents a gallon.
Yeah.
Do you know what $5 got me somewhere?
Yeah, $5. If you got $5,
it used to take me $55 to fill up my car.
Yeah.
I put $5 in here now, and I do something crazy like forget to check my gauges, and I'm just rolling, and I look down, and dang, I'm below a fourth of tank. Let me go get some gas. I put $55 in there now. She be side-eyed me, like, really?
Like, what you think you doing?
Where you think you know? Okay, so we just going to the house. Okay, we just going to the house. We ain't going nowhere.
Like, who do you think you are? It's crazy.
Yeah.
I get the attitude of people when they ask me come somewhere. I'm like, are you serious? You know, baby, can you pick me up? Are you serious? Then be like, you know, like, you got gas money? I ain't got no gas. I feel like if you go call somebody, I mean, just common courtesy in this day and time. If you gonna call somebody for them to pick you up, you should have a good 20. You know, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You should have a good, I mean, I'll say, depending on the distance. If you, first of all, Uber and the rest of these people that you can call for a ride will probably be cheaper than calling me. You know, that's the way it'll be cheaper than calling me. You know, now if I had a little bug or something, but you calling me in a truck, you know what I'm saying? I figure if you calling me and I'm in the truck, you understand me, you just got paid. You know what I'm saying? This is a payday. You know, you just got paid, you know. Because you got to consider the fact that $5 for a truck ain't, no, ma'am. Let's stop
$5 for a car? Break that down. $5 would get you almost a gallon of gas. So what is $5 going to do? Be mindful, people. Hey, y'all going to come see me this weekend? Well, I will come see you if you get putting gas in my car. Hey, we hanging out this weekend? Yeah, if you coming to get me.
Yeah, I'll ride with you.
We sure can.
I will ride with you. I ain't got no problems in the back seat. You know what I'm saying? What they say, swallow my pride. Girl, I ain't got no pride. Come get me. I'll ride in the back of the truck. Go and do it. Just put me a little cushion back there. Take a little top cushion. Throw it in the back. Girl, please. Yeah. Girl, let me tell you what happened to me. So a 30-somebody got out the hospital. So I took them home, and they got to be on the IV and all this stuff. So, girl, I was sitting, I just sat on the couch, right? And when I sat on the couch, my lips started itching, right? So I was like, that's weird. You know, it started tingling, right?
Okay.
And so all of a sudden I felt it, and I went and looked in the mirror. It was clumping up, right? It was swelling. So I was like, oh, dang.
Oh,
I was like, oh,
wait a minute.
But see, last summer, my whole face, because I had allergic reaction to ibuprofen, right?
Right.
I remember my face was clumped up like, dude, where's my car? I said, okay, so I'm sitting on the couch, I'm starting a trip, right? Because I know how bad it can get. So I'm sitting there, so my lips swell up, right? So I'm saying, okay, I'm trying to think, what did I drink? What did I eat, right? So I said, okay, maybe it was apple juice. Maybe I'm getting an allergic reaction to apple juice. Right, which I only had like a little hospital cup of apple juice. I'm thinking that's what it is, but that was like early in the day. That was like, you know, 12 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
It's 7 o'clock, right? So, girl, next thing I know, I could feel my eye tightening up. Like, oh, dang. I'm like, oh, God, Jesus. I say, okay, listen, I ain't going to be able to stay here. Something in this house has me swelling up, right? I was sitting on the couch, and so I get up, and I forget that I got to administer the antibiotic to the person. So guess what? I can't go nowhere because I got to do the antibiotic in the IV thing. So by this time, my whole mouth is like poking out. It's like I done turned into a labradoodle. I done turned into a. My face looked like you had blue area.
Yeah,
oh my God! So. It was only on one side of my face because this is how it always happened. I'm telling you, I'm not lying. So I said, okay, I haven't took ibuprofen. I'm chilling, right? I said, okay, I ain't going to touch nothing, and I'm not going to put my hands in my face, right? Girl. So I'm up. It's 11 o'clock. Look, I'm up. It's 11 o'clock, right? I'm looking at the clock. I said, I can make it to 5 o'clock because at 5 o'clock, I'm going to take said person to the dialysis center, right? Then I'm headed to my house. I said, okay, I can make it to 5 o'clock. So I called myself. I said, okay, I'm going to stay woke till 5 o'clock. By this
in
time,
the,
of
wait,
course,
is,
huh?
Is this
to
5 o'clock
in the morning? It was 11 at night. So I was like, okay, by 11 o'clock, my mouth was already like I had stuffed marshmallows in it. So it was puffed out. So I said, okay, oh, my God. I looked at the clock. I said, okay, it's 11 o'clock, 11 to 12, 12 to 1, 1 to 2. I was like, okay, I can do this hour for hour, right, as long as I don't lay my face on nothing because I don't know what's swelling. Like my tongue wasn't swelling. None of that was swelling but my face. Okay, so I was like, okay, this gentleman has just gotten out of the hospital. I can make it, right? As soon as I hit dialysis, take him that, I'm going straight home, right? Girl fell asleep.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God. And the side of my face that I slept on, girl. When I woke up and looked in the mirror, girl, my forehead, the side of my face, girl.
Where was the Benadryl?
So I'm tearing apart the medicine cabinet. Ain't no Benadryl. Girl, ain't no allergy nothing in the... Girl, so now mind you, this happened to me last summer, right?
Right, and, I remember.
And but I wasn't putting two and two together like this is like my, this is a side effect of my allergy. I didn't, you know, I'm just thinking I ate something. Okay.
Right.
But it couldn't have been that because my tongue didn't swell up or nothing, right? So.
Right.
Girl, it's when I woke up, it was like 4 o'clock, right? Because you know when you know you got to get somewhere, your brain don't let you really go to sleep, not really.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, I went and looked in that mirror, girl. It wasn't number 4 o'clock. You know what I said to myself? I said, well, girl, you can't do nothing. You just shoot. Your face is jacked. So you might as well just go on back to sleep. Listen, I went to sleep. Do you understand me? I said, well, hey, it's already slow. Girl didn't have no kind of, huh?
You need, listen, I know what I'm getting you for Christmas.
Listen, so, I wait as soon as they, I'm talking about it said 4:59, right? Soon as that clock said 5 o'clock, I woke him up. I say, okay, because he had strapped the box on him.
He would have been up. They would have been up at 4.
So I got to strap the box to him, got to get his shirt on, and got up, you know, because he got to have the, because they didn't cut, the arm is cut open. They just stuffed it, so he got a vacuum thing on. Girl, all that stuff anyway. Get him in the truck. He talking to the side. Now, he ain't even seen the side of my face wall because the side of the face that's wall was the one that's by the window, driver's side window. The other side looked normal, like niggas. You know, you remember that man that used to dress like a woman on one side and a man in a tuxedo on the other side? That's how I was looking. So I pull up to the dialysis center, get him out the truck, get him in the thing, you know, whatever. I'm zooming because, you know, 5 o'clock in the morning, ain't nobody on the road. I'm gone. Girl, I get home, I'm tearing the medicine thing up. Found the Benadryl. Took the Benadryl, girl. Woke up, my eye was back to normal, but guess what? My lip was still uneven. I was like, oh, I got to be at work at 8. You know what I'm saying? I'm wearing a mask. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to wear a mask. I say, I look at this clock. I say, okay, I got about an hour. Took another Benadryl, praying that this lip go down by the time I got to hit the front door. Girl, that lip was just there. And I slept sitting straight up because I ain't going to do it. Huh?
You never found out what it was?
So, and really I done smashed two events together because my lip froze. What's today? No, my lip. Saturday night, my lip swole, but not too much because I didn't. I went over there, dropped him off, gave him, and came home. Sunday, was when I clumped all the way out. And he was like, I'm scared. I'm going to need you to know. No, I'm not sleeping on a pillow. I'm not, you know, and I'm thinking it's an allergic reaction to the dog hair, right? I'm thinking it's the dog hair. You understand me? But I can't even be sure it's that.
Yeah, but I guess we ain't going to get that off.
Huh?
I guess you're not
going to
take a chance.
Oh, no, I'm not going to go over there and rub stuff and rub my face and see what made it tingle. I'm just... I went over there to do the little antibiotic thing. Girl, I didn't touch nothing but the syringes, the little medicine bubble, and the PICC line. That's it. I'm not sitting in nothing. I'm not drinking nothing. I'm not... you know, no offense. It's just I'm gonna go come over here and do this little godly duty thing, but I'm not. I can't do it because I had fed the dog because such and such was in the hospital, so I had to go feed my dogs and stuff. But I guess I wasn't sitting on nothing. I was just walking through the front door, out the back door, out the front. You know, I wasn't stopping in there no way.
Right.
But girl, and the crazy thing about it is I'm at home right now, and my lip, I think it's already all the way displayed, and now I was like, am I allergic? Well, I still got a little puff in it, but I was like, am I allergic to this nigga house? Never. But, you know, man, little shop of horrors. Well, I had so much lipstick on today. I was like, "Nigga, you designed that lip today. I designed." Wait, girl, that was a designer lip today. Somebody was like, "Your lipstick is. I like that color." I was like, "Girl." My lips ain't even this big. You know what I'm saying? You know, people getting surgeries for them lips. Girl, that was an accident. Girl, that was an accident. Girl. Yeah, I was like, I can't keep avoiding work. You know, I was doing all my stuff online.
Mm-hmm.
You know, work from home. Girl, please. I said, mm-mm. That was a mess. And then I ain't gonna lie, I started itching, like under my armpit, you know, before my face rolled up. But I didn't think nothing of it. I was like, okay, maybe I'm just sleepy. You know, my body telling me, girl, you need to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I had calamine myself. You know what I'm saying?
And not on the itching. Lips.
Not on my lips. I'm talking about on my armpits and stuff.
Oh, okay.
This, I'm talking about this before my lips started. But when that lip started, you can't calamine your lip.
No.
Like, you might as well get ready because it's about to get peak up in here.
All I can remember is when Mama or Sister Cook had that allergic reaction at the time, and they put her in the hospital.
Oh, my God. I remember that.
And what she looked like.
What was she allergic to? Pepper spray, wasn't it?
Yep.
Oh, dude. That, yeah. When she was poisoned. Let's say that. When she was poisoned. People seem to want to phrase it different, but she was poisoned.
Yeah, she was on purpose.
Oh my God, it was, oh my God, it was devastating. Devastating, Jesus. Oh my God. And I said, huh?
And come out the woods for that.
Oh my God, I'm telling you. And I understand how she feels because last summer when I clumped up, my tongue, that's when my tongue had, girl, my tongue, because it started filling up on one side of my mouth, you know, like, oh, snap, you know, started filling up on one side, and then my mouth couldn't close, girl, and a certain somebody went on to Home Depot while my tongue was lost. We're gonna move on from that. But girl, let me tell you, I'm sitting on my couch right now, my very own couch. You know, minding my business. You know, kind of like people say,
"Oh, yeah.
Huh?
No allergies there.
No allergies. No." Pet dandelion fertilizer, whatever that you're saying, ragweed, whatever. None of that. Pet dander, ragweed, willow blend, or whatever. None of it. Man. Ooh, that messed me up. That messed me up. Go ahead. Wait a minute, I need to refresh my screen. I was like, what is happening? Anyway, where's my phone? Anyway, so, okay, now that we're talking about the clumperism. So, what has been going on? How's the business going? How is the, I know you said that y'all was going to do a setup or something.
Right now, the T-shirt business is kind of keeping us busy. We're doing family reunions.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know how you give people the deadline and then the day after the deadline. I know it's past the deadline, but can I?
Nope. Oh, man, that's how they do it.
We have so many doing, and that's why we set the deadline, because we just can't. People are something else.
Mm-hmm.
They live without them. They are something else.
Yeah, and they're going to be something else. You're going to always have that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You're going
to always have that one. Always have that one.
Jesus,
but other than that, everything is going well. We just have a lot of dates that we're getting ready for. My family reunion. My husband's family reunion, and then we have a couple of trips scheduled for the businesses. We got Georgia and we have Florida. I mean, it's just, I'm really ready to retire. So I can actually.
Oh, from the job.
From that one. And I still have like 5 years. So, I don't know. We're going to see. We're going to see how that works.
Yeah.
But I really need that time to work on our business, because, you know, ain't nobody going to care about your business like you.
Oh, tell it. Girl, that's the truth. That's nothing but the truth. So help me God.
And they're not going to care about it.
They're going to lie to you and try to make you think that they care. But they don't.
Yeah.
Believe me. I wish people would ask me some questions so I can let them know. Like, you ain't. You know what I'm saying?
You know
people be like, girl, people be like, oh, I'm stuck, girl. Do your thing. But I just can't get, girl, you ain't going, girl, don't go to your family first. I'm gonna be like, girl, your family ain't got nothing to do with your business. I told you, I said, you know how long I've been out here doing this? I say, shoot, you better be your cheerleader and everything. Ain't nobody got time for that. Mm-hmm. And you got to cry, and then you got to feel disappointed. Get over it. For real, I mean, people yell my nerves. I be like, you know, the current thing about it is, and we didn't have 15 shows on this, but, and it's like, mm-hmm. you don't want to hear it. You can't advertise, don't advertise to your family. Do not do it. See, when you can get past, when you can understand that you are a business, you're not a family.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? You are a business. That means if people out there waiting for your product beyond your city, your block, it's people beyond you. I used to get so caught up with trying to get my children to see my vision. Oh, y'all come.
Mm-hmm.
Then it, 10 years had passed. 10 years had passed, and I was still on my own. And I was still trying to get them to see the vision. But you have to do it the opposite way. You have to start it as though you are already a multi-million dollar company.
Mm-hmm.
So then, you get what I'm saying? You have to. Because people, like with this podcast right here, right, in my magazine.
Mm-hmm.
My magazine is an online publication, but family didn't build that. I built that myself. I interviewed Melba Moore, you know what I'm saying? I did all that myself, and sometimes I have to draw myself back. I have to reel myself back in from the family Ferris wheel, because it's a Ferris wheel. People will take you on a ride. It's a family Ferris wheel. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because you want people to see that if we all work together, it will be powerful. But this is the real. This is for people who's watching it. That really, I know you're hanging on the edge right now, because I'm going to give you the key to the whole situation. The key is you don't need nobody.
Nobody but yourself.
You say, what? You don't need nobody. Put the shirt on, put the cap on for my magazine. People love my pictures. Yeah, people love my photos. But they don't, and they'll be on my Snapchat saying, oh, you take photos. That's because I'm my own model for my magazine. I'm my own billboard for my magazine. When you meet me, I look like a naked mole rat. But I am, when you see a picture on Facebook, Instagram, whatever, that's because I'm taking 1,500 pictures, because I'm about to tweak them and make them into posters and flyers. It's the right thing. I did this. That's what entrepreneur means. I did that all this myself. And you have to be prepared to be every part of your business, every part. And if you start off your business begging for help, you're going to be begging for help the whole lifetime of your business. So don't ask. Learn everything you need to learn and be everybody that you need to be, period. That's it. I had my church building out in Texas City. Okay, my life switched up on me. So I downsized into a one-room office building, which gave me more access. And somebody said to me, "How are you all right? I know you lost your church building." I said, okay, first of all, I didn't lose my church. I could afford my church. I just didn't want to afford it because I run my whole, and this is to help somebody. I run my whole ministry with a phone and a wall, right?
Uh-huh.
Anybody that supports my ministry is online supporting it. I get more support online than I do in person. I had a church building, and I had family members in Houston, children, whatever, that didn't come to church. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I downsized so I could cut the cost, right, and still do what I do.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? So,
yeah,
another point I'm going to help somebody with is if you can do the same thing you're doing for cheaper, do it. Save money.
Yeah.
Take that money and put it back into what you're doing. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if you have to downsize, forget everybody that you think that all them little voices you got in your head or what they going to say and what they going to think. They're not paying your light bill. They're not paying your car note. They're not paying for your equipment that you need to run your business. So if you can downsize and get more equipment, and then you get what I'm saying? Because you're going to pay for that. You're going to pay for that heat press once. You're going to pay for that printer once. You get what I'm saying? So you done downsized, you done bought your equipment, paid for it. You ain't paying on it. Because I got to help some people too, because y'all be out there, you know. If you get a lump sum money, buy it. Stop tripping. Stop going to a rent-a-center and all them, you know. Don't do that. You're going to pay more money for something you could just go and pay the cash for it. Make the sacrifice for your own business. Make the sacrifice. Because I'm telling you, because if you go paying for something, you forget to pay it, you got to send it back. Now you got all this business coming in, you ain't got no
equipment.
Pay for your equipment. I pay for equipment. I don't care what people say about me. I pay for my equipment. I'm going to pay for my stuff. Because I don't have time to be waiting on folks to donate and do all that. I don't have time for that. I don't have time to be, like, right now, I got my 501c3 will be finished. This is for my organization. My 501c3 will be finished next month, right? By the end of next month. Okay. I started telling people, hey, I'm going to be able to hire people. I'm setting it up. I'm dealing with HIV money coming in, you know, going to be coming in because it's just something. I'm going to go to, next month I start school to get on the committee for HIV/AIDS, whatever. Okay. Mm-hmm. I caught myself because I started bragging and telling people and, you know, doing that little begging thing because we do it. We don't think we begging, but let me help somebody. When you keep telling somebody what you're doing, what you
think?
Then
sometimes you don't know you're doing it.
Yeah, you don't know you're doing it, so I'm going to reveal it to you. When you that person always telling somebody what you're doing and y'all need to get in on this and all that, that's begging.
Mm-hmm.
That's begging. That's a part of you that wants somebody to be proud of you. Stop it. Stop it. Be proud of yourself. Be proud of yourself. You know, pat yourself on the back. Buy you a hand. You can order it on Amazon and pat yourself on the back. You know what I'm saying? Get a mannequin. Get a mannequin just for backpacking, you know, or whatever you're trying to feel. Whatever that emotional thing is you're trying to get. Do it for yourself. Because I'm going to tell you right now, you're not going to get it. Whatever it is. So if you're really doing what you're doing for yourself, then you don't need somebody to tell you that you're great. You're going to help somebody. You don't need nobody to tell you that you're great if what you're doing is what you want to do. Because a lot of these stuff y'all doing, you doing just so somebody can see you. I help somebody. I know I did. It's really something you. I'm serious.
Yeah.
If you really believe in yourself, buy your own T-shirt. Buy your own T-shirt in every color. Every time you get a check, allocate a part of your check that goes towards your wardrobe being full of your stuff. Because there is no way you can tell me that you proud or that, because I'm just telling you, if you, with me, I heat press, I got my own T-shirts, my own caps, my own stuff, because how do you expect somebody to want to wear your stuff and you don't wear it?
You don't
wear it. I designed tennis shoes. I was the first person to buy my own tennis shoes. I was the first. You buy your own stuff. You up in Walmart buying Superman T-shirts and all kinds of stuff, and you got your own T-shirt shop. I would never buy another. Let me tell y'all something. I don't buy no T-shirts from Walmart. I don't buy them because I got a T-shirt business.
I'll buy a plain T-shirt from Walmart.
Yeah,
when my business don't get going on it.
Exactly. And that's all I'm trying to tell people, man. You spend so much emotional energy and physical energy on trying to run a campaign for your family and friends till you don't understand that it is millions of people out there that I don't care how weird your stuff looks, it's an audience out there for your stuff. Did you hear?
It's somebody for everything.
Let me tell y'all something. I cannot name one person. I'm talking about that. It's in my immediate surrounding circle. That have went on my website and just bought some. I'm talking about you know what I'm saying, Sam. I ain't trying to hurt nobody's feelings. I'm just telling the truth because we can't handle the truth. But I'm not talking about Zam. Zam lives somewhere else. I'm talking about these folks that want you to take them somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't got no gas money. You get what I'm saying? Folks, you got the bag just to put on something. I'm just telling you, stop it. Stop it. Buy your own stuff, you know. Like when I get my house, the only paintings that's going to be on the wall are mine. You see what I'm saying?
And that's the way it should be.
Because think about it, Zam. When you go to the dollar store or Walmart and you buy a picture frame, do you hang them people on your wall? Do you hang that strange little family that's in the frame? You take them out the frame and put your own family on the wall. I was going to say I should record this, but this is recorded. I'm serious.
Yeah. You are definitely correct.
I'm not going to buy Crocs from somebody else. Decorated Crocs from somebody else when I can decorate the Crocs myself and put them on. That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous.
Yep.
You gotta believe in yourself. And this is pep talk for myself, I guess. I don't want to offend nobody.
And then too, look at that. That's like, you know, your niece, my daughter, does candles. Mm-hmm. What's she feel like going to Bath and Body Works buying candles?
Buying candles. That's right. That's right. I hope she start making lotion so I don't have to go to Bath and Body Works. Well, I'm serious though.
I know she's working on them bath bombs and stuff. I haven't heard her mention it here late, but I know she mentioned it to me before.
Oh, good.
But I mean,
Steve Harvey,
whatever it is.
And I am a gigantic fan of Steve Harvey. He said, but if you made $10 off of, if you made something, made $10, just make 10 more and make 10, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You cannot get lost in the downtime, because you're going to have some downtime where ain't no sales coming in.
Get stuff together, rehash your website, you know, do some other stuff that you didn't have time to do because you were so big. That way you're ready when it hits the game.
Exactly.
Somebody needs to hear this today.
Somebody do. I hope they're getting it. And like I say, hey, I might be talking to myself. You know, now that my lip has gone down, deflated. You know.
Really?
And stop getting so disappointed. See, some of y'all so disappointed till you can't function. You just done stopped doing. Stop letting, look, to hell with them people. The people don't want to, let me tell you something. Them people don't help you on purpose, because they know if they help you, they know you're going to be successful. But they really know you're going to be successful without them. That's why they openly reject you, because they know you have allowed them to be in the wrong place in your life. You have allowed these people to be too important. Why are they so important? Nobody should be more important than what you're trying to do. You have made people too important. That's why you can't function, because you done made them too important. They're not that important.
You done made them think that they have a say-so in anything that you got going.
Yeah.
And if they don't approve, then you just devastated.
Yeah, you can't function. You gonna spend the rest of your life talking about what they didn't do. You made whoever that is. Oh my God, whoever that is.
You gave them too much authority.
You gave them too much, and they didn't know what to do with it. So they ruined you with it, because you shouldn't have gave it to them in the first place.
Right.
It's like your kid. Your kid. He's a toddler. You understand me? You think you give him an ice cream cone. You can't give a toddler an ice cream cone in the living room. Why would you do that? Then you're going to get mad because the toddler then painted your table with the ice cream. Oh, I can't believe you did it. No, they're not the problem. You're the problem. You're the problem. You had no business giving that toddler that ice cream. So, for you, entrepreneur, you have no business giving people paint that can't paint. You have no business doing that. Not at all. All right, Zam, go ahead. Yep. What's your last one? I think we talked all the way to the end. Yep, 1 minute left.
Yeah, the last word for me of the day is, stop giving people so much power over your ideas, over your entrepreneurship, over your thoughts, over your feelings. They're yours.
Come on.
They're yours. Don't matter what other people think about them. It just don't matter. And it goes back to what, you know, it always goes back to at least one of the shows that we did before.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people just aren't meant to be in your life. So when those people start fighting your gift or your ideas, your moving forward, your progression, then it's time to let them go.
Yep.
Yeah. Time to let them go. And the only thing that keeps playing in my head is Mary J. Blige's song, Good Morning Gorgeous.
Yeah.
That's what you got to go by.
Yeah.
You have to buy that. Know that what you're doing is what you want to do, and that you loving what you do is enough.
Yeah, and some of y'all, and I'm, oh my goodness, I added 30 minutes because I needed 10. Listen, some of y'all are addicted to negativity. You're addicted to
mm-hmm.
it. It's been a part
mm-hmm.
of your life so long till you can't function without the negativity. But I'm trying to help you understand that you can. You will function better without the negativity. You have
mm-hmm.
gotten so accustomed to people till it's become an excuse for you to not be productive. Oh, that was
well,
good.
They said that it's not good or nobody likes it or no. Do you like it?
Yeah.
Do you think it's good?
Yeah.
How
yeah.
does it make you feel when you accomplish whatever it is that you're doing? That's what
yeah.
that is.
And that's why I say you got to be careful that you don't become you, because it'll turn into an excuse to not be productive. I'm not, because so-and-so, now it's your excuse to not be productive. You have gotten addicted.
Every time I try to do it, it don't turn out right. Don't nobody like it. Everybody I'm just not going to do it. Right now.
Exactly.
And
don't
10
worry.
Years from that, you'll be in the same spot you're in right now. And then you're going to be sick, and you're going to be like, where the hell did my life go? And be in the same
yeah.
spot you're in right now.
Exactly. So let me round the show up with this poem I love to say. My Lord. I'm just going to help somebody right quick. Excuses. If I had some music to play in the background while I said it, would be beautiful. But I don't. Excuses. Excuses are monuments of nothingness. They build bridges to nowhere. Those who choose to use these words of incompetence are masters of nothingness.
Nothing.
Of nothingness. And don't be confused. You know how people say, I'm not complaining, I'm just explaining. Don't be that person that has an excuse. Oh, it's not an excuse. Yes, it is. It's an excuse. Get it done. You want to go to school? Go to school. See how simple that is? You want to start a business? Start it. See how easy that was? It wasn't no middle. It's not no in between. It's none of that. You want to get a job? Apply for a job. Apply for it. It's not, this mind thing is what got y'all jacked up. You got a mind situation going. People, listen, I started a church on a front yard, in a garage, in a living room, because I said I wanted to have church. Do it. Just do it. Write down. Write it in a journal and put it in a drawer and then get up and do it. You know what I'm saying? Write what people say about you in a journal, since you just got to have it. Write it in a journal and then get up and do. Do life. Do it. Ain't nobody got time for all that. You're going to be 50, then 60, then you're going to be telling your grandkids how you could have been, I could have been a, you know.
Oh, I could have went to college and played basketball.
Somebody told me, you know, back in my day, back in my heyday, yeah, you're going to be one of them, you know.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. We love you. We love you all. We really do. I mean, serious business, but we got to go. This is the way it's, you know, time runs out on the show. We got to go.
Uh-huh.
All right, y'all. Bye-bye.
All right. Love you, sis.